Yeah, with the unseasonable weather and the last couple of days, the contractor has been able to go ahead and pave what they had prepped. So as of now, the contractor has paved what would be the northbound lanes of Grand Avenue from approximately 10th to 15th Street.
And that is allowed, that there was so much work being done on the other sections. They had this part ready to go before, when it kind of dropped down in temperature. That part was already ready to go.
Yeah, they've had this section pretty much open since, I'd say, mid-October. It was just a matter of getting the crew in town and having the weather to allow for it.
So for this stretch, it's that, as you mentioned, half of the street. Now, what happens with that portion that now has concrete? How long does it sit? What are some of the things that people will notice?
Right now, the concrete needs to set up, and it's going to be approximately a week, give or take, with the cooler temperatures. It may take a little longer. But once it cures, we can allow traffic back on it. I believe the contractor is going to attempt to basically allow traffic on both sides. Now, there is going to be some issues as the center line of the new pavement is lower in some spots than the center line of the existing pavement. So you've got a foot difference. I think what they're going to try and do is fill the gap with rock so that it's open for traffic and it's a level surface all the way across Grand Avenue. However, there are going to be a few areas that they're going to have special precautions around. And I think that's going to probably buy them time through the winter. I'm not looking at the extended forecast. I'm not foreseeing another opportunity for them to pour.
Looking at the other side, the other half of that, if they pave the northbound, is that rock right now? Is it just torn up concrete? What is the other surface that people would be driving on?
The other surface that's not fresh concrete would be the existing paved seal coat Grand Avenue. That's had a lot of machinery running up and down it. It's got some open cuts across it from new storm sewers that have been placed that have been filled up with rock, along with new water services and sewer laterals. So it's a existing roadway with some cuts that have been filled with rock temporarily. The original plan obviously was it would have been completely poured, but right now we're going to have to probably make it through the winter the way it sits.
Will there be any allowance on that area from like 9th to about 4th, or I guess you'd say from 10th to 4th, or is that going to remain blocked?
You're saying 10th to 4th. You're saying...
Is
what do you mean by allowance? You're saying...
Will people be able to drive on it?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now it'd be best for us to encourage local traffic only.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. So people can still... It's not going to be where that stretch is totally off limits all winter.
Yeah, Grand Avenue was slated where we were supposed to allow traffic on Grand Avenue at all times with the exception of pouring concrete, and that's basically where we're at now. Grand Avenue, the southbound lane, is supposed to be no parking with northbound, southbound traffic. It would be tight if two cars met each other, but with where they're at now, once this concrete they put down yesterday cures, they'll be able to have a northbound, southbound lane, northbound driving on the new concrete, southbound driving on the existing, throughout the course of the winter.
Okay, so that's what I was going to say. So this isn't going to be completely blocked off. It's just not going to be new surface that people are on.
Exactly. It's not new surface. It'll be full-width roadway, but there will be, say, a hazard down the middle in some locations.
And then, as you mentioned, we're looking at some deep, deep freeze now coming. That pretty much, in your mind, puts an end to concrete work.
Yeah.
Anything else with it? Any other updates that people should know?
I don't know. The letdown structure is getting wrapped up. The hole at 9th Street is in the process of being filled. But basically, the Shipley is now going to take responsibility of the hole, and they need to lay the storm sewer out. So the progress we will be seeing in the near future will be storm sewer work from 9th to 10th. And that will happen prior to winter shutdown for Shipley.
All right.
So there will be some more deep excavation of sewer, and then basically once that's done, we're probably done until the weather bounces back.
Okay.